I remember when I was a seminarian, we went to our yearly retreat, and the retreat master told us this, and it stuck in my mind for all these times. He said, just as the fisherman who get frustrated when he cannot fish, Christians becomes unhappy and unjoyful when we do not live the gospel. Think about that. Just as the fisherman gets frustrated and unhappy when he cannot fish, Christians become unjoyful and also unhappy when we do not live the gospel. Each and every one of us have been called, and that call has been received at the moment of our baptism. When our father, when our mother, when our family took us in front of the church and willed for us this new life of grace, when we have died to ourselves and became a new creation, a child of God. From that day, when the first act that had been done to that child, to us, was the claiming by the sign of the cross over our forehead by the priest or the deacon. We have been claimed by Christ from the beginning, and we belong to Christ from the beginning. And so when we do not live what we are called to be and who we belong to, we become unhappy and unjoyful. Think about that. A lot of our young people now are unjoyful. And many of them are on the edge of being burnt out. Why? Because they are too focused on careerism, what they have to do, what they have to prove, what they need to prove in their life or have in their life to be happy. But yet, this happiness in worldly sense is like a roller coaster that go up and down. And even though they could achieve this momentary happiness or pleasure of owning something, of achieving something, of having something, those things will go and be gone. And yet at the end of the day, at the end of their struggle, they still feel empty and they're not joyful. And we're not joyful until we truly live what we're called to be and who we are as a child of God. Think about that. We will forever be unjoyful and unhappy until we really live as a child of God and what we are called to be, to live the gospel. Let me give you an example. About 2.5 weeks ago, I was talking to the Mother Superior of the Missionaries of Christ Charity Sisters in Vietnam. And she told me, thanks be to God, after 6.5 years, they finally got the approval, a preliminary approval from the communist government to build their chapel. 6.5 years. We think we have it bad in America with all the paperwork and red tape. Took them 6.5 years to get that initial preliminary approval. And then she told me, Father, not only that, you know, from time to time, government officials would visit our houses, the orphanage that they run and the home that they care for the elderly. And they would come in and they would nitpick and tell them what they're doing wrong and some of the standards that they need to raise up in order to make it more healthy and more beneficial for those who are living. And Mother Superior told me, sometimes it gets so frustrated, Father, that one time, I know I shouldn't say this, but Mother Superior said, I told them, fine, if you want us to raise everything up to your standard, then give us some money. And then they said, hold on. No money was given. The sisters try their best to provide, to care, and to love. the poorest of the poor. Yet they are being criticized. They are being nitpicked every time. And there are many hoops for them to jump through. But Mother Superior told me one thing that got stuck in my mind forever. But Father, if we allow them to take away our joy, then we lose what we are called to be. If we allow them to take away our joy, then we lose focus on what we are called to be. So all the trials, all the hardships in your life too, imagine Mother Teresa's sisters who are working hard day and night to care for the poorest of the poor. And perhaps your situation might not be extreme like them, but your situation and my situation, we have our ups and downs, we have our challenges. The people that we love, the people that don't love us, the people that are hard to love. And there are crosses, there are sorrows, there are things that are going on in our lives. But if we allow them to take our joy away, think about that. If we allow them to take our joy away, then we lose meaning on what we're called to be. No one has that right to take that joy from us. That joy belongs to God. That joy in knowing that we belong to God, created for God, and we are called to live in the joy of the gospel. And especially, that is what the gospel really means. The gospel in Greek is euangelion, the good news. What is this good news? This good news teaches us every time we read it that Christ has won the world and we are loved and are saved by Him and in Him. This is the good news. And we are the product and we are the people of the good news, not of the sad news. So when I was in Fort Worth yesterday and today to help the young adults, the Vietnamese young adult, to have a retreat. And as I woke up this morning, I found out that our government shut down. And then I said, so stupid, you know, and I got frustrated. And then all of a sudden, I said, am I going to allow them to make me frustrated and take my joy away? Or am I going to choose to continue to have joy of how blessed we are here in America? And I'm not going to allow the government to dictate and tell me what I need to do or control my joy, because my joy belongs to God. And I am called to live in the Lord. My brothers and sisters, each one of us are called to be fishers of men, people who cast out the net. To cast out the net, to invite people to the Lord. So what is our message? How are we casting out our net? How are we preaching the good news? If we say, I have to keep the Ten Commandments, I have to keep the precepts of the church, I have to keep the Beatitudes, I have to keep this and that. If our message is always negative, I have to do this, I have to do that, who want to be Christians? We're not joyful people. We have to be joyful people that cast out the net by giving ourselves and by the gifts of ourselves invite our brothers and sisters closer to Christ. No one can take that joy away if we do not allow them to take it away from us. Missionaries who are working hard day and night to evangelize, they face harder issues than us, but yet they're still joyful, because they know that they belong to God. So we too are missionary. Even in our struggles, even in our up and down, we need to never lose our joy, but to always focus on God. And sometimes that means God is challenging us to do the things that we don't like. Just like in the first reading today, the prophet Jonah was sent to what city? I'm testing you. Nineveh. Nineveh, what? Who knows? It's what the capital of the Assyrian Empire at that time. It's in present-day Iraq right now. So imagine, the Assyrian Empire was one of the largest and most powerful empire at that time, which at a later date, what will happen? The Assyrian Empire will eat up and take over Israel. So imagine God is sending you to convert your enemies and preach the good news to them. I don't know about you. We would be like Jonah. I would rather be eaten by a whale. Or I would rather be living in Burke Bennett than go to Wichita Falls and save them, Lord. Or God forbid, I have to go to DFW and preach to those heathens? No. But we're called to evangelize, and we're called to preach the good news, even if it means that we are being challenged to preach and to share God with the people that we don't like. Therefore, my brothers and sisters, no matter what happened, no matter what will happen, do not let anyone take your joy away. Never let anyone take the joy of the Lord away from you. So just add fishermen who get frustrated and angry when they cannot fish. So we too get unhappy and unjoyful if we do not preach the gospel and live the gospel. I pray for you, and please pray for me, that each and every one of us be the light of the gospel, and with our joy, bring everyone whom we will encounter closer to the joy of the Lord, so that they can also experience the good news.